Welcome to Reddit Drama, your go-to podcast for unpacking Reddit's juiciest dilemmas, awkward encounters, and moral gray areas. Today, we're diving into a story that'll make you question everything you know about social etiquette. Is asking a pregnant colleague if she's having a boy or a girl a harmless question, or a total faux pas? Let's break it down. So, OP is a 24-year-old guy who, by his own admission, knows nothing about babies, pregnancy, or the unspoken rules around them. Here's what happened. During a weekly team meeting, one of OP's colleagues announced that she's pregnant and will be going on maternity leave in April. Naturally, the team congratulates her, including OP. No drama so far, right? Fast forward to the elevator ride after the meeting. OP, just trying to make conversation, asks her if she's having a boy or a girl. Her response? A grim, one-word answer. Boy. OP notices the vibe shift but doesn't press it. He figures maybe she's just having a moment. Then, back at their desks, she approaches him, and she's not happy. She tells OP that his question was inappropriate, explaining that she had planned to announce the baby's gender in her own way. According to her, OP forced her to reveal it in the elevator, spoiling the magic for her. She even lectured him about not asking personal questions before walking away. Now OP feels completely blindsided. To him, this wasn't a personal question, it was just small talk. He apologized profusely, but now he's left wondering, is it really inappropriate to ask a pregnant person about their baby's gender? Or did he just run into an overly sensitive situation? Honestly, I think this might be more about timing and context than the question itself. Pregnancies are personal, and some people want to control how and when they share details. But at the same time, OP's question wasn't rude or prying. It's a super common thing to ask. If you ask me, he's not the asshole, just a little socially unaware. What do you think? Was the colleague overreacting, or did OP cross a line without realizing it? Hey, quick question. How many of you have ever heard something on podcasts and thought, I gotta write that down? But only to miss it because pausing and rewinding is a hassle? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Recently, I'm obsessed with this amazing app called ChatPods. Whenever a quote catches my ear, I just tap a button, and it'll instantly transcribe and save the moment for me to revisit later. It's how I listen to my favorite shows, and I'd love for you to try it with mine. Just check the podcast description or search ChatPods in your app store. ChatPods. Capture podcast highlights anytime, anywhere. All right, today's next story is about childhood nostalgia, a little Photoshop magic, and whether or not it's okay to mess with someone's memories. Ready for this? So, OP takes us back 14 years to when their younger brother was 6 and deep in a Harry Potter phase. The kid was obsessed. He even convinced himself that he'd meet Harry Potter, or, you know, Daniel Radcliffe, on a family trip to Scotland, because that's where Hogwarts is, obviously. But life threw a curveball. The trip got canceled after their grandpa passed away, leaving little brother devastated. Enter OP, a 16-year-old with a big heart and a fresh obsession with Photoshop. To cheer him up, OP cooked up a genius idea. They Photoshopped a picture of their brother with Daniel Radcliffe, made it look like they met, printed it out, and framed it. The kicker? They didn't tell him it was fake. The little guy loved it. He believed he met Daniel Radcliffe and even invented this whole story about the meeting, what they talked about, how Daniel hugged him, the works. It was adorable, and the family just let it be. Why burst his bubble, right? Fast forward 14 years. Brother is 20 now, long past his Harry Potter phase, and the picture is packed away somewhere. During a family memory sharing session, the story of meeting Daniel Radcliffe comes up. OP, thinking it's a funny little reveal, decides to tell him the truth about the photo. Big mistake. Instead of laughing, the brother gets visibly upset. He didn't want to believe it at first, then felt super embarrassed when he realized he'd been telling this story for years, even recently. He told OP that it feels like they stole a cherished childhood memory from him, and he's humiliated thinking about all the times he bragged about it. OP apologized but still feels torn. They're not sorry for doing it back then. It made him so happy during a tough time. But they do regret not telling him sooner. So is OP the asshole here? Honestly, it's a gray area. On one hand, the Photoshop stunt was super sweet and well-intentioned at the time. On the other hand, waiting 14 years to spill the beans turned a childhood comfort into an adult embarrassment. Was it worth it? That's for the internet or this podcast to decide. Okay, buckle up, because the last story is a masterpiece of malicious compliance. It's construction work, corporate nonsense, and sweet revenge, all rolled into one. So OP works in concrete cutting, which, in their words, is about removing concrete, not pouring it. They're part of a small, highly skilled company known for doing fast quality work. Their bosses, Brad and Cody, are absolute legends who still work in the field and can out-hustle just about anyone. Here's the setup. OP's company lands a no-bid contract to remove a cracked concrete slab at a large facility. The client specifically wanted the job done right and fast, so they called in the pros. They even requested extra equipment, just in case. The job was routine for OP's team, and at full speed, they could have wrapped it up in 3 to 4 days. But on day one, things start off weird. The facility's project manager, John, makes them wait hours for a late safety meeting. When they finally start working, 25 employees stand around watching them like it's some kind of live construction performance. The team jokes they should set up bleachers for the audience. Still, they crush it, finishing a third of the project on the first day. The next morning, an email arrives. John complains that the team is working too fast and that multiple machines running at once made the environment feel unsafe. He even claims the spectators felt endangered. The solution? John asks them to slow down. Brad is furious at first, but quickly shifts to, "Oh, you want us to slow down? We'll slow it down." And thus begins the most gloriously slow-paced job in construction history. They start the day at a snail's pace. Machines that can idle faster are turned way down. A single cut that normally takes 20 to 30 minutes? Now it takes 3 hours. Every action, cutting, moving, dumping, is done in the most hilariously deliberate way possible. And when John, the genius behind the email, crosses the safety line to ask why things are taking so long, Brad calls for a shutdown and holds a mandatory hour-long safety meeting every single time John crosses the line. 8 shutdowns later, even John's own team is avoiding the danger zone, leaving John as the only hazard on site. What should have been a 3 to 4 day job drags out to 3 weeks. And here's where it gets even better. The head of the facility eventually shows up, demanding to know why the project is taking so long. When Brad and Cody show him the email, he bursts out laughing. Turns out John is a pain to work with, and the success of this project is tied to his annual bonus. Oh, and because John insisted on extra equipment, the company is being billed by the hour for nearly double the necessary gear. The head of the facility, fully supportive. He tells the team to bill them in full and laughs about how much this will cost John's bonus. When all was said and done, the job racked up $200,000, compared to the $45,000 it should have cost. And because Brad and Cody are legends, OP walked away with a $20,000 bonus for their efforts. Moral of the story? If you're going to mess with the experts, be prepared for things to get very slow and very expensive.